Welcome to The Best of Ourselves with leadership and life coach Marcia Hyatt.
I just finished reading Shonda Rhimes' memoir, The Year of Yes. The story starts when her sister, at Thanksgiving, casually mutters, quote, "You never say yes to anything," unquote. Shonda Rhimes, if you don't know, is a writer and creator of TV shows like Grey's Anatomy, Scandal, How to Get Away with Murder. Her sister's words hit home. She declared she would do a year of yes. Her first hurdles were saying yes to public speaking engagements. Public speaking terrified her. She imagined dying, snot bubbles, or vomiting. She was invited to give the Dartmouth commencement address, her alma mater. She said yes because this was the year of yes, and then she had 6 months of terrified anticipation. What's interesting about this speech isn't the story about just getting through it. What's interesting is that she threw out her prepared speech the day before she was supposed to give it and rewrote it. And there's this moment visible on the online video of this speech where you see her at the podium and she takes a deep breath and she is there, fully there, speaking her truth, not attached to how it's being perceived. I know that feeling. I know when I stop tap dancing to the tune, "Do You Like Me Now?" and speak from my core. She reclaimed her power instead of handing it away willingly. When I was engaged to be married many years ago, I took a women's course at the university. The title was something like Women, a Sense of Identity. I don't remember much about the course except the final project. For mine, I chose to recite a portion of the play For Colored Girls Only. The lines went something like this. Somebody almost walked off with all of my stuff. Not my poems or a dance I gave up on the street, but somebody almost walked off with all of my stuff. It reminded me how I and many women tend to give ourselves away, not protecting our precious selves, not tending to our own needs. It is beautiful to witness a woman like Shonda Rhimes standing in her power at the podium at Dartmouth. She was pulling her voice from deep inside her and not speaking to what she thought others would want to hear. She was speaking to her younger self, speaking her truth without the fear of judgment. That wasn't the only thing she said yes to. She said yes to accepting compliments. She noticed at an awards ceremony for women in the entertainment industry how women responded to being acknowledged for their accomplishments. She noticed three reactions. One, laugh it off. Two, hide your face or duck. Three, shake your head as if to say, no, no, it wasn't me. Shonda did reaction number two. She hid her face. In her year of yes, she decided there was nothing grand about playing small. It was like that portion of the Marianne Williamson quote from her book, Return to Love. Quote, "Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that frightens us. Your playing small does not serve the world," unquote. For Shonda Rhimes, she came up with a formula for receiving compliments. Thank you, and then smile. That might sound easy, but the first time she tried it in an elevator, a man said, "That's a nice color on you." After a long pause, she said, "What?" But not like a flirty or gentle "what." She said, it more like a construction worker. "What?" Then, when he repeated the compliment, she tried her new formula. She said, "Thank you," and smiled. But her smile was so ghoulish, the man ran off the elevator. But with practice, she got it. "Thank you," and then smile. There are many other empowering yeses in Shonda Rhimes' year. Yes to difficult conversations. Yes to her health. Yes to boundaries. Yes to choosing a life path that was hers and not what others wanted for her. So I'm left with the powerful question. What do I want to say yes to? In what ways am I living small? Avoiding the stuff that scares me. Avoiding discomfort. And possibly growth.
This has been The Best of Ourselves with leadership and life coach Marcia Hyatt. You'll find archived editions of this show on www.bestofourselves.com.